Hello, Sharon.
Hi, Brother Greg. How are you?
Doing wonderful. I know that you're in Aurora, Colorado. You're there. This tragedy just happened this morning. Can you fill us in what's happened? I know VFN Denver's there. You guys pastor VFN Denver, a new church plant that's happening up there. And can you fill us in what's happening out there with the shooting?
Yes, there was just a tragic shooting very early this morning at a local theater.
Mm-hmm.
This theater is probably 10 minutes from our home. And
10 minutes, oh my goodness.
And it was at the midnight showing of the Batman movie. And
they were showing a movie at midnight?
Yes, it was the new opening of a mm-hmm. brand new movie. They will sometimes show the movies at midnight. And all of the big fans will go for the first showing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's being still summertime, a lot of kids, high school kids, out of school, were there, as mm-hmm. well as younger children. And so during the showing of this movie, a gunman came into the theater.
Oh, my goodness.
And threw in a couple of tear gas cans or smoke cans.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And as people, from the reports that I'm hearing on the news, as people started getting up, he started shooting.
In the crowd, right there in the theater?
Right in the crowd,
oh
in
my
the theater.
God. Oh my
God. Some reports were saying he was actually, that it was very methodical, that he was looking people in the eyes. And
oh my God.
He was very well, yeah, just, it's. He really planned this out because of the gear that he was wearing. I don't know all the terminology, but there.
The bulletproof vest? Did he have a bulletproof vest on?
I didn't hear bulletproof vest. Mm-hmm. Someone said he had a gas mask.
Oh wow!
This
whole thing was planned out. Well, this is planned out.
It was planned out.
Mm.
It was definitely planned out, and. He brought into the theater four different guns. He brought in a rifle and a shotgun and I think two different handguns. The count right now is that 71 people were shot.
Oh, 71. Oh, my goodness.
71 and 12 fatally.
Mm. Are they giving a report on what's happening with the 71? I mean, is any of them, it's just serious injuries, or if it's, are they giving any report on the 71?
There is, it's just a vast range.
Okay.
There are, 12 fatal. There are definitely some who have been in critical condition. I believe what they said was that there were 10 people who were confirmed dead at the site, and then two more died in the hospital.
Wow.
And I've not heard any different than that as far as the fatalities of this.
Uh-huh.
But there were other injuries that were minor to grazing, to people, reports of witnesses, eyewitnesses seeing people come out with gunshots in their leg or in their hand.
Oh my goodness!
But in their face, was just completely bloody.
I heard the theater was just packed out with people.
Mm-hmm. And it typically is. And really, there were two theaters side by side, same theater but different, like a theater 8 and 9 right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just seen that too long ago on the news that. They were interviewing somebody who was actually in the neighboring theater where a bullet came through the wall and it grazed his neck.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just horrific.
I hear there was like a three-month-old child. Is there a three-month-old child or a three-year-old child?
A three-month-old child who was... as far as I know, mm-hmm. the 3-month-old was just injured. I've not heard any details of that. The baby was a fatality.
Wow.
There was also a 9-year-old girl that was being carried out unconscious. Different reports about that she was either just bloody or somebody, another person said they saw gunshots in the back of that child.
Well, I know, too, that, you know, that suspect is a 24-year-old male. He had like 4 guns, like you said, but he came from a local apartment complex, I understand, there, and the FBI was trying to, supposedly his apartment was booby-trapped or something, and they evacuated the whole complex when they went in there. Do you know if they, if that's still evacuated right now?
It is. They actually evacuated that apartment building plus 4 other buildings in the surrounding area.
Those are very large buildings, a lot of people.
It is. It is. I don't know if all of the buildings are apartments or if some of them are businesses. But I do know that that it was very early in the morning that they were evacuating at least the apartment building that this person had lived in. And I have been trying to find where these people are, because they were just police coming in, knocking on their doors, telling them to leave.
Wow.
And
because they didn't know whether there was bombs and bomb material in this man's apartment, right?
Right. Now that has been confirmed that they have seen
explosives.
Some explosives. Wow. Around the front, in the front room. They haven't, as of right now, they haven't gone into the apartment yet. They're trying to take their time because they can see how if they just went into the front door, some bombs could have gone off.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah. Praise God that they didn't just go kick, you know, because that's what normally in law enforcement, you just go right through the front door and, you know, and clear the place. If they would have done that, it would have went off, huh?
Yeah. And so they are being very wise, very cautious.
I know you told me that, you know, you were ministering to somebody at a local restaurant, you know, and the police officers came out. What was that again? What happened with that?
I was meeting a woman. Mm-hmm. It was basically moved to Aurora the same time we had.
But you were like meeting with her at this restaurant and some police officers came in, you said?
Right, and as we were just about to leave, there was a group of police officers who came in for breakfast, and they were not police officers who were at the site, but we wanted to stop by. We stopped by their table and first of all, just thank them for the job that they do for us.
Wow. Yes.
And then asked them if they knew of a number that we could call or a place that we could call in order to help out in some way.
Right.
And so they wrote down the number to the front desk at the police station.
I understand you're wanting to minister to the families that have been displaced from their homes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we did. So important. We wanted to see if there was anything, any supplies we could bring or anything that we could do.
It's beautiful.
And,
that's beautiful that you guys are doing
that. Yeah, you know, it's just, it's such a monumental tragedy.
Yes, it is.
That you almost are paralyzed because the need is so great, you don't know what to do.
Well, hopefully, you know, some of our listeners, you know, will want to connect up with you guys at VFN and get some resources through you guys. If you find out the needs and stuff, you can let us know. Also, I know there's a prayer vigil tonight, from what I understand. Can you tell our listeners about the prayer vigil?
There's a prayer vigil. One of the representatives of the state of Colorado, she has actually has been a victim of a murder. Her son was murdered.
Oh my goodness!
As he was getting ready to testify for a murder trial, he was killed. And so she understands the tragedy that hit the family. And so she is hosting a prayer vigil tonight because she's saying the only thing that held her together and that she knows how to do is pray.
Wow. Yeah. Yes.
So So she, yes, and so she's going to be holding a prayer vigil at the Aurora Municipal Building tonight at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. And this, even this municipal building is right across the street from, you know, the theater, where the wow. theater is at. And so, yeah, that will be at 7 p.m. tonight. And, you know, my plan is to go out and just be a part. And
Well, I do want to say this. I appreciate you, you know, letting our VFN radio audience know what's going on. And you know, you're there. And we appreciate you being light for God in the midst of darkness and what's happening there, and joining in, and just let us know, and we'll let our listeners know on VFN Radio, you know, how possibly we can partner with VFN Colorado and getting some resources out there to you. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Sharon, what a blessing. Please give Brett our best, and we say God bless you.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
So much.
All right, bye-bye.